A public gymnasium in southern Mexico has been temporarily transformed to house thousands of migrants and asylum seekers. It's crowded, and many people here are starting to get sick.
Ya mañana se la va a quitar, okay?
Medics from a humanitarian group say they're treating hundreds of people every day, but they can't tend to everyone.
No es suficiente porque el
It's not enough. The flow of migrants is constant and it's big. We always need more support, more hands, more resources.
Conditions at the camp are also unsanitary. The risk is especially high for children. Observers from UNICEF say the situation here is extremely precarious.
Ustedes pueden ver. Aquí hay muchas personas, muchas niñas.
You can see there are many people here. Many boys and girls are sick. They have fevers, their bodies covered with insect bites, and the heat is affecting small babies in particular.
Migrants' rights advocates organized this caravan to coincide with the Summit of the Americas, taking place this week in Los Angeles, hoping to call attention to the plight of thousands of migrants who have been stuck in southern Mexico for months. While most people here seem unaware of the political motivations of the caravan's organizers, many are hopeful the U.S. government will open its doors when they eventually arrive at the U.S. border.
We're asking them to help us, to be allowed to pass without so many obstacles, without having to spend so many days sleeping on the floor. We would do anything for them to help us.
There's rain on the horizon, adding to the worries that more people at the camp could also become ill.
The day is coming to an end here in southern Mexico, and migrants are starting to look for space among the crowd to get some rest. But there are simply too many people here and not enough room to accommodate them all. It looks like many others will be forced to spend another night without a roof over their heads.
Though hundreds of migrants have broken away from the caravan and continued north on their own, it could be several weeks before this group reaches the U.S. border. Organizers have asked them not to grow desperate and leave on their own, adding that there are worse dangers in Mexico than getting sick. Manuel Rapalo, Al Jazeera, Wixla, Mexico.